AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Several inches of snow have already blanketed western New York State, which is under a state of emergency.
There are states of emergencies in the county of Erie, the city of Buffalo.
And in Buffalo, people are already shoveling, although several feet of snow are expected.
Anti-snow. It can't get to April fast enough.
Audio courtesy of WKBW-TV. Commercial truck traffic is banned from a stretch of Interstate 90 southwest of Buffalo. The NFL's moved the Bills versus Browns game to Detroit Sunday because of Buffalo's snow. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Thailand, where she's assured Asian Pacific leaders the United States is here to stay.
A United States that will uphold the rules of the road.
There are still reverberations at the U.S. Capitol, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing she won't seek a leadership role in the upcoming term.
The hours come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect.
Even her adversaries, like Newt Gingrich, say she's been the most influential Speaker of the House in modern U.S. history. The Biden administration is planning to ask the Supreme Court to reinstate the president's student loan debt cancellation plan. Sentencing's on tap today for the former CEO of Theranos. Our Donna Warder reports.
Elizabeth Holmes is scheduled to be sentenced today for peddling a bogus blood testing technology. Holmes was convicted in federal court in January of four counts of investor fraud and conspiracy. Prosecutors say the 38-year-old should serve 15 years in federal prison and pay $804 million in restitution.
Alabama prison officials were not able to execute a death row inmate convicted in the 1988 murder for hire slaying of a preacher's wife. They couldn't find a suitable vein. This is AP News. Prosecutors in Los Angeles have rested their case in the trial of Harvey Weinstein. They allege that he raped two women and sexually assaulted others. Our Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
There were four women who testified for the prosecution, saying the disgraced Hollywood mogul forced sex on them in various ways. One was a model, another a model and actor, the third a massage therapist, and the fourth, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, a documentary filmmaker who was an actor at the time of her alleged rape. She is now married to California Governor Gavin Newsom.
44 witnesses have testified in the nearly month-long trial. A state panel in Colorado is recommending that Mount Evans, a prominent peak near Denver, be renamed Mount Blue Sky. That comes at the request of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes. The Colorado Geographic Naming Advisory Board has voted unanimously for the change. The governor still has to weigh in. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.